I want to get some of these calls on for in response to Blown Off. Todd, hi, good morning.
What's up?
If you missed Blown Off a second ago, so here's what happened. She was kind of skeeved out that he works as a massage therapist. She just didn't like the idea of, you know, him rubbing down other women every day. And based on the feedback that I'm getting over text and we're getting over Facebook and we've gotten calls, it's like, okay, you know, it's a job, you know, and you have to be able to separate it. And if you have a jealousy issue, you know,
it's not going to work.
Yeah. But let me get we got a couple people who work in as masseuses. I don't know. Peggy, what do you call yourself?
I call myself a massage therapist.
Okay. So what's your take on listening to
that? Oh, my God. My take is, see you later, lady. I wouldn't give her. I am like blown away. And
yeah.
I'm not even dating, and you know, I'm married. But massage therapy is a medical wellness, making you feel like a different person and feeling your body in a way that we don't get to do that because we rush through life.
Right, right. It's not just this is a hot thing. It's not a sexual thing. Right.
She thought it's an intimacy thing.
Well, you know what's really sad is this is where we get a bad rap.
Right.
Is getting people like this that aren't educated. I feel like she needs to go and get an education. And if I were him, I wouldn't give it to her. I'd let somebody else do it.
Well, she should. You know what she should do? She should go get a massage. I bet she's someone who doesn't get a massage.
Oh, she wouldn't get it. Might not even help her the way she sounded.
Right.
I was like, some people just can't be touched.
Peggy's all
That's
fired
the
up.
Bottom line.
Peggy's all fired up. All right. Thanks for calling, Peggy.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
I was curious if this has affected dating before. And Chinoa, you're a massage therapist too?
I am.
And has that affected your dating life in any way?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm currently rifling through the dumpster that is online dating. I put this into three categories.
Yeah.
The first category is the guys who are like, hell yeah, massage therapy. Oh, sorry. I don't know if I can. Sorry. I totally.
Hell is okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we get away with that.
Yeah, don't go farther than that, and we're going to have to take you off.
Heck yeah, massage therapist. Like, I'm going to get some benefit from this.
Right.
The second category is, ooh, massage therapist. I'm going to see if she'll work on me instead of dating me and take it to the next level, which we don't do as massage therapists.
Right.
And the third category, which is most prevalent, is the guys who are like, oh, yeah, no, you're going to need to quit doing that if we continue to date.
Wow. And then that's
really?
Out of all three, that's what you get the most?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, nothing against guys, but it's kind of like an ownership thing, I think. You know, the thought.
It's like a possessive thing, right. Yeah.
Like their girl touching other guys' bodies, and heaven forbid that guy's got a nicer butt than me. I don't know, but it definitely put some relationships down the drain immediately.
Okay.
All right. I'm a little shocked.
But I mean, it makes sense. People are jealous for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll date you. I'll date you, Chinoa.
Okay.
No, she won't date you. She just wants a free rub down.
She's category one.
Yeah, right. I figured.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
Well, guys.
Bye. You too. Bye. Let me just let Chris on, and then we'll go to the bar gerbils, okay? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I actually work in the healthcare field also for about 16 years. And most of that time, I've worked doing colonoscopies or for proctology.
Fun.
And I have seen more human body parts than I could tell you. And never one time in my life, no matter how good looking that person was, did I ever think, It was always medical. So Lori should relax a little.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
That would be a big hole.
Okay.
Never did I.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.